Now, America's two-party system seems to be reaching a tipping point of polarization these days, with the idea of a bipartisan anything getting through Congress seeming like an impossible dream. And the midterm elections may have just solidified that, which is perhaps why more Americans are looking for an alternative, be it the rise of the Tea Party movement, despite their flaws in thought versus funding, or just simply libertarian thought that's starting to seep into the mainstream. But our politicians are resisting change at all costs. Take, for example, Senator Jim DeMint, who said the following on Fox News just a few days ago.
Some of your fellow Republicans, Mitch Daniels, the governor of Indiana, has suggested calling a truce on social issues while the country deals with the emergency economic situation.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Well, you can't be a fiscal conservative and not be a social conservative. A large part of the expansive government.
Now, we've heard this type of logic from DeMint before at the Values Voter Summit, where he argued that you can't have a message about small government and fiscal responsibility without it being inextricably linked to religion. That if you want government to be small, God needs to be big. So is this just a tired, washed-up, stagnant way of thinking that alienates many Americans? Or in some twisted way, does he have a point? That we either need God or government to keep us all sane. Now joining me to discuss it is Michael Moynihan, senior editor of Reason Magazine and Reason.com. Michael, thanks for being here.
Thank you for
having
me. Now,
tell me how you yourself, as a libertarian, feel about the fact that Jim DeMint doesn't think you can be fiscally conservative without, or you know what I mean.
Yeah, he's basically denied that I exist, which is kind of interesting, because that I am fiscally conservative. I think of myself as a classical liberal in a lot of ways, and I am socially very liberal, and I'm not a social conservative. So he's trying to say that people like us, libertarians like us, don't exist. And there's a particular reason he's doing this, too, because he's terrified of the influence of libertarians now. This kind of thinking is old thinking, and he would like it to stay like that. He would like the Republican Party not to move in any libertarian direction. And this is his pushback against it, saying that, you know, I'm fearful. I mean, he's called Senator Tea Party, which is the interesting thing. And he's worried, as a lot of these, you know, sort of social conservatives and people on the far right of the spectrum don't want us libertarian types to have any influence in this movement.
You guys are just so scary.
We are scary.
But I want to ask you this, too. If we look at the broader picture here, right, of what he was really trying to say is that people need some kind of, you know, top-down moral authority to control them. And that you either need a big God, and when God becomes small, then people start going towards a big government. So do you think that we need one or the other to keep us off from just running around like
crazy? No, I don't at all. And I mean, I think that's an individual choice. And this is why, you know, I am very skeptical of government pushing choices on people. If Jim DeMint wants to think that a big God has to, you know, divine person has to navigate life for him, fine, as long as it doesn't bother me. The thing that I find very strange about this is that this is the hypocrisy of people on the religious right often. Jim DeMint wants smaller government, right? This is what he says. Until it interferes with his religious beliefs. So, for instance, when I was writing about Jim DeMint, I did point out that he had said, I mean, this is absolutely insane. He said that we shouldn't have gay teachers in South Carolina. He's a senator from South Carolina. Or people that are straight couples that are cohabitating, meaning that they are sleeping together but without
being
married.
They're living in sin. Hello.
And they shouldn't be teaching our students. Now, who would mandate something like this? Well, the government would, of course. So he is one of these guys who despises government when it's, you know, issuing transfer payments, welfare payments or something, and really wants the government to be involved in the business of marriage, for instance, or in the business of who teaches our children. That, I mean, and we're not talking about criminals or something, we're talking about people who are living together that aren't married. He's pushing his religious values on everyone else.
Yeah, well, I think that's, you know, the biggest hypocrisy of the GOP is this, of course, that's their line is small government until we want to regulate every single thing that goes on in your bedroom or perhaps even in your house, you know, but is Christianity even the right religion in that sense? Because, I mean, he's essentially, you know, Christianity would tell you that you're supposed to love thy neighbor and share with thy neighbor, which isn't necessarily a fiscally conservative mode of thought there.
Look, I mean, none of this really has to do with religion. It's all politics. He has, you know, his religious beliefs, fine. I'm not entirely sure what they are in the specifics. But he's going to pick and choose these things and try to legislate them, whether it be from stem cell research or gay marriage. So I don't think that, you know, he is trying to figure out the theology of all these arguments. I think he's trying to, you know, push a very narrow agenda that I think I mean, look, Jim DeMint actually, I think, is quite good on some spending issues. And this is, would be fantastic if us libertarians could join up with a guy like DeMint on these issues. But the problem is what he's arguing is that sort of welfare programs, this is a social conservative thing, is increasing government spending. So these things are inextricably linked. Yeah, fine, if you want to make that argument, it's a sliver of the budget. Big parts of the budget are actually things like Department of Defense. But what he's...
Well, I mean, you could say Medicare, Social Security, things that even conservatives would never give
up.
Yes,
but the interesting thing
about
Medicare is that you have old people getting Medicare payments. This has nothing to do with social conservatism. I mean, they're not getting Medicare payments because, you know, angering God or something. I mean, this is a strange, I mean, it's a very, very strange argument. You can't take it all the way down. So, for instance, what does gay marriage, this is a big social conservative issue, what does this have to do with fiscal responsibility? Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
So that's a huge problem.
Well, tell me this. I mean, if Republicans and people like Jim DeMint don't just get out of this, you know, tired old way of thinking, then where are the libertarians going to go in 2012?
Yes. Well, this is a hard thing about 2012. This is a hard thing in every election with us. We will win, by the way, in time. The Republican Party is going to have to change. I mean, demographic shifts. These Jim DeMint types, I don't think, are long for this world in a lot of ways. And that's a very positive thing. Where do we go in 2012? It depends on, you know, who runs. If we have somebody like Chris Christie, who's running as a Republican, who I think is pretty fantastic in a lot of ways, and as far as I can tell, is not a, you know, extreme social conservative of any type. Perhaps, but we don't know right now. Usually we
is
stay
Obama
home.
Is Obama off the table?
Yeah, he's off the table. I'm sorry to say. I know you guys like him here. He's off the table right now. Yeah, for
all
me
right.
Anyway.
Okay, Michael, thank you so much
Thanks
for joining
for
us.
Me.
Well, I can tell you that Jim DeMint is probably going to be off the table
he's
for
definitely on
a
the
lot
table,
of
yeah.
Americans after these comments, too.